title in Vassar Vulcans.
Potentially a trap game for Vassar. They come off a huge win where they were down 16-0 on the road to USA. They've already clinched a share of the title. Obviously, they don't want to split it, but Bad X is that team where you just don't know. They come out and played very well last week. The couple weeks before that, they were all over the place. You didn't really know what you were going to get. And Tommy Morneau is a special player. He is very good and can lead a lot of teams to victory. So watch out in this game, but you got to think Vassar wins this game.
I agree with you, David. It is a potential trap game, but at the end of the day, just way too many weapons across the board for Vassar. They can beat you in so many ways, and really Bad X is a one-dimensional team with Tommy Morneau. I know they did spread the ball and got a few more touchdowns from other guys last week, but I just don't think there's enough. And defensively all year, Bad X has not been able to really put together good possessions.
USA had the blueprint last week how to beat Vassar, and it's control the clock, keep the ball in their hands. I don't know if Bad X can stay disciplined long enough to get enough first downs, but they have the opportunity to score a lot of points.
Another game in the West, USA at Cass City.
Arguably our best game in the West to talk about should be a real battle. I hate to say it, but you got to love what USA is doing right now. Cass City a little bit struggling of late. Sawyer Cuthrell coming off a concussion. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? How many carries are going to get? Nick Perry, fantastic running back. The future of that team scored, what did we say, five touchdowns last week.
Yes.
And it's going to take another effort like that to beat USA. But USA rolling on all cylinders. They play good defense. Coach Langs has them motivated. I think USA wins the game.
Yeah, I agree. More of the same for USA. But they got an injury themselves. You know, Macklin Gettle suffered an injury. I don't know if he might be lost for the season. That's a big piece for them. See how they can replace him. But if USA can get that Vassar game out of their minds, I think they go on and win this game.
And very quickly through our games in the East, Brown City at 2-5, Ubley at 5-2. Should be an easy one for Ubley.
I would think Ubley gets win number 6 here. And I don't even think it's very close.
Yeah, I agree. Not very close.
And then another not even close game. Memphis travels to Sandusky. More than likely going to be the next victims of the Redskins.
No question about it. I don't think Paul or I could say it any different, Clark.
And then, of course, our game tonight, Marlette at Harbor Beach, which we have our picks in, which, of course, Dave Hansen picks Marlette. Paul Adams picks Harbor Beach. We shall see what happens. We're 21 and a half minutes away from kicking off from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan, as the sun starting to peek out here in week number 8 of the regular season on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stax Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stax Market, like a little truck stop without showers. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the drop zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service. No texting. No tweeting. no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone. Listening live to the WLEW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill. We just heard from the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, with his predictions and insights to week number 8 of the regular season in the great state of Michigan. It's the Marlette Red Raiders on the road at Harbor Beach with only 1 week remaining of the regular season. After this, Harbor Beach mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, Marlette hanging in by a thread. And the Red Raiders of Marlette have had an interesting season, to say the least, so far. They entered tonight's game with a winning record at 4-3, but have dropped 3 of their 4 last games. Of all this, after starting out 3-0. Dennis Lester's mantra this year for his team is to hold the rope. With only 2 weeks remaining, Marlette needs to win the rest of the way out to secure a playoff spot.
Yeah, again, if you go back to 2012, it was a very similar season. They started out 4-0 that year, lost all 5 of their final games to miss the playoffs that year. So Marlette hoping to right the ship and get back on schedule here.
The Red Raiders were able to get back on track last week with a 49-12 victory over Memphis. Marlette's offense is anchored by quarterback Ethan McKinney. Last week against the Yellow Jackets, he went 7-for-7 in passing for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, very impressive. And the week before that against Sandusky, even though they lost 48-6, he had 8 carries for 44 yards, was 8-of-16 passing for another 87 yards. He was the lone bright spot for the Red Raiders offense.
There's no doubt that Marlette can move the ball. Aside from quarterback McKinney, in the backfield you'll find Corbin Chris Chisholm, along with Hunter McGinnis and Stover.
Yeah, Chisholm had 5 carries, 62 yards, and 2 touchdowns. McGinnis had 8 carries for 44 yards, and Stover against Brown City had 11 carries for 45 yards. They have multiple guys that are going to get touches in this game tonight.
The Red Raiders have had an up-and-down season through 7 weeks. In their first 3 weeks, all resulting with wins, they scored on average 28 points. In their next 3 games, which all resulted in losses, they scored just 12 points. Something to keep in back of your mind, despite being 4-3, 2 of their victories came by a mere point in back-to-back weeks. In week number 2, Marlette beat Bad Axe by 1 point, coming from behind 28-27 using some late theatrics. In week number 3, they won on the road at Reese 27-26.
Well, again, Marlette has the ability to be a good team. They haven't been playing that well, but they've been finding ways to win. Kind of like your Spartans there, Clark. They haven't looked the best, but they are winning games, and that's what really matters when you look at it. But in divisional play, they score 21.5 points on average to 31.25. That's negative 9 points they allow every game. So you look at it that way, they're not winning many games, but somehow, they find a way to do it.
We'll find out tonight if the backfield and receivers of Marlette are too much for the Pirate defense, or will the Pirate fleet hold strong in their home port? It's all coming up on your WLW Sports Network, Marlette at Harbor Beach.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning 3 generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com.
Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.